Well, again, I welcome you to the first of these four sermons and important classes following to help all of us as Lutheran Christians to become more skilled and able to share our faith with others. In the New Testament, in the book of 1 John, it says that perfect love drives out all fear. But I've been around long enough to know that there are at least two words which instill fear into the hearts and minds of many Christians. The first is the word tithing, because that's a lot of money, and I don't know if I can do that. And the second word is the dreaded E word, the word evangelism. We talk about it. I mean, we are the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We talk about it. But do we do it? And that's the key. Because the word evangelism, remember the Lion King? When the jackals, that one word they didn't want to say, Mufasa! How the word scared them, but they liked it anyway. I think that's where we are so often when it comes to evangelism. It kind of scares us. We like it, but it kind of scares us. But as we start talking about it for these next weeks, and it's not just 4 weeks, this is something that will be ongoing for us as a congregation. We all need to know that it's really not a bad word. Evangelism should not be a scary word, because when you look at it, you see it's got the word angel right in the middle of it, doesn't it? And any word that's got angel in the middle of it can't be a bad word. Evangelism comes from the Greek word euangelion, which translated into English simply means good news. Evangelism is nothing more than the act of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others. And we know that is so important because in this world, there is an awful lot of bad news going around. With our 24/7 news cycle, we are bombarded with all the bad news in the world. A lot of people whom we know, they live lives that are filled with bad news. But Christians have good news. The good news of Easter, the good news of our faith, is that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. The good news we Christians have is that the power and the love of Jesus is stronger than hatred, sin, and the power of death and the grave. And that message is the message which has been preached for 2,000 years nearly now. It's the message the risen Jesus shared with his little group of disciples on that mountain in Galilee so long ago, when he sent them out to win the world for him. And it is an amazing thought. We'll talk about it again later and during the adult forum. But with no money, no plans, no organizational leadership, nothing like that, Jesus sent his little group of followers out to win the world, and they did it. And that's the amazing thing, because those followers of Jesus did an absolutely amazing job. From 120 followers, as it says in the book of Luke, those 11 disciples and a small group of about 100 others, the good news of Jesus Christ has been shared throughout the world to today there are nearly, it is estimated, 2 billion Christians in the world. That is a lot of hard work and success. There are Christians in almost every nation in the world. You and I are here today because of the work begun by those followers of Jesus 2,000 years ago. Think about it. It is important for us to know that we are here because someone shared the good news with us, and someone shared the good news with them, and someone shared the good news with them, and all the way back 2,000 years. That's the glory of our Christian faith and the story of our faith. But unfortunately today, a lot of us, we've got problems when it comes to sharing our faith. And that's why evangelism can become that dreaded E word. So I want to talk a little bit about what is it? What is it that keeps so many believers from thinking, not just sharing their faith, but thinking it's not something I could or should have to do? I think there are 3 main reasons. There are a lot of others. But 3 main ones that I want to share with you today. The first is this. A lot of people have a very negative preconceived notion of what evangelism is. When many people think of it, they think of the people knocking on your door asking, do you know Jesus? They think about the pamphlets. I've many times in the past, you come out to the parking lot and there's this little pamphlet stuck under your windshield wiper telling you how you're going to go to hell if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so many people, they have that as their image of what it is to share our faith, that they simply say, thanks, but no thanks, I am not going to do that. I think the second reason why so many people are so very uncomfortable about sharing their faith in Jesus Christ is they say, I'm shy. I don't think I can do that. I mean, we're Lutherans. We're not the most demonstrative people out there in the world, right? Thursday night, everyone sits in the back three rows, okay? That's what we are like. And there are a lot of people who just say, I'm shy. I don't think I could do that. Maybe someone else can, but not me. We kind of get to the point where it says this, you know, they said it couldn't be done, so I didn't do it. I always remember my second year in ministry. At our annual meeting, the church treasurer stood up and he said, if the pastors want to raise, they need to go out and get more members of the church. And the pastors kind of raised our hand and said, I don't think so. And it was a good opportunity to talk about all of us sharing our faith in Jesus Christ. Now think about it. We talk about a lot of things, don't we? There are a lot of things we are really good at talking about. Did anyone talk about that shot on Monday night? Anyone have a conversation about that? Okay. Well, there are a lot of things we can talk about, okay? We will even talk about controversial subjects such as politics. And if you were a John Kasich supporter, I apologize. I just couldn't find a picture with him in it with everyone else, okay? I'm not trying to discriminate. But we will even talk about politics, as controversial as that might be. We are really good at talking about the shows we like to watch. That could be a favorite conversation. We talk about our hobbies. At our house, when I come out with coins, my daughters yell, run away, okay? We're really good at talking about things we like. We are really good at talking and sharing things that are important to us. And so often, these, we think, are safe topics. We're not going to upset anyone by talking about them, so they're okay. And so often, like this picture shows, we view the idea of sharing our faith as something very, very unsafe, out of bounds, and uncomfortable. I think the third reason why a lot of Christians are very hesitant to share their faith is they're not sure they know enough to be able to share their faith. They're afraid, what if someone, if I bring up the subject of God and church, what if they ask a question I can't answer? We don't want to look like fools and idiots. So, you know, those of us old enough to remember Sergeant Schultz, okay? And I know nothing, I see nothing, I hear nothing. And that's how we approach our faith. We just zip it and keep it closed. Those are all understandable reasons why people don't do them. Doesn't mean they're good, but it means they're understandable, and we want to work to make sure we don't say, I can't do it because of this or this or this. We need to remember as Christians that sharing our faith is something very, very important to us. Why? Because Jesus said we're supposed to do it. That's our gospel text for today. And if Jesus says we're supposed to do something, it's probably a pretty good idea to do it. They kind of go hand in hand. Why should Christians make the effort to share our faith with others? Well, there are some really good reasons why. The first is this. We all know people who need a hand up in life. And when we talk about sharing our faith here during these 4 weeks, we are not going to talk about walking up to people you do not know. Everything we're going to talk about is learning to share our faith with people we actually know, people with whom we have a relationship. There are lots of people who need a hand up. And not I'm not saying a hand up by money or something like that, although we can do that as well. But they just need a hand up in life. And as Christians, we have something we can offer that can pull them up. We all know a lot of people who, like Wile E. and Coyote in the old cartoons, again, though I'm dating myself with this, but I think they still show them. Wile E. Coyote, where every plan he has fails. And we all know people who are just wondering, what do I have to do in life to have meaning? What do I have to do in life to have things work out the way I want them to work out? We there have something amazing to share with them that might give them hope and direction in their lives. Every one of us, we know people who they feel their lives are caught up in darkness. They are overwhelmed with darkness. Things just don't make sense. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? We all know people like that. And as Christians, we have the opportunity to share with them the one who said, "I am the light of the world." We don't want anyone we know and care about to be stumbling around in the dark. By sharing our faith, we can invite them to the light. And remember this, when we share our faith with others, Jesus is happy. We get the big thumbs up. Our job is not to earn Jesus' love. He's given that to us unconditionally. But our job as Christians is to live so that we honor him and do the things that please him. And that all brings us to our gospel for today. These words from Matthew 28, these words we call the Great Commission. These are the words that Jesus speaks to his disciples at the very end of Matthew's gospel. These are the last three sentences in Matthew's gospel. The risen Lord Jesus has commanded his disciples to go back up north to Galilee, where most of his ministry has taken place. And they are the 11 disciples. They meet Jesus. And we're told, it's an amazing verse, that when they see Jesus, we're told they worship him, but some doubt. Even when they see Jesus with their own two eyes, they still doubt him. One of the things that comes when we share our faith is some people will doubt what we're sharing. That is nothing new. Even Jesus had to deal with that problem. But Jesus gave his disciples these words of the Great Commission, these words which were our gospel text for today. And these words are important for two big reasons. The first is this: these words tell us who we are. If you want to summarize what the Christian church is, these words do it all for us. And these words also summarize what Christians are to do. This is the to-do list of what it means to be a Christian. So let me take you through what is in the Great Commission and why it is so important to us. The first thing is this. Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me." Who is the one who tells us to do these things? It is Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. There is no greater, higher authority in heaven and on earth than Jesus, the risen Lord and Savior. And then, like Aim Ruth said to the children in the children's message, he told his disciples to do something. To go. To go. That is so very important. Being a Christian, sometimes it involves sitting down like we are today, but so much of being a Christian involves getting up, going, and doing. The Bible will always remind us that faith is a verb. Faith is not just something you believe here or here. Faith is something you do in your life. And what were the disciples supposed to do? They were supposed to go and make disciples of all nations. Now that is a big, tall order. I can imagine the disciples, when Jesus says this, some of them going, "What? We're supposed to do what?" But they went and they did it. They were to make disciples of Jesus. And as I constantly remind our confirmation students, the word disciple means a student. They were to go and make students for Jesus Christ. And they were to baptize. Aim Ruth had a couple of the girls go over here and stick their fingers in the baptismal font. Baptism is not something we do because it's cute and sweet and nice. Baptism is something we do in the Christian church because Jesus commanded us to baptize. And he told his disciples to go and teach all nations to obey everything he has commanded them. And that's why in our Christian church, teaching is so important. That is why we have Sunday school and our young people grow in faith. That is why we have confirmation, When we teach our young people at Grace here for 3 years, we teach them the basics of our faith. That is why we adults are supposed to continue to grow. These are just some of the books that various groups in our church have or are reading right now as they grow in their faith. Remember, Martin Luther once said that how amazing it is that we Germans think we can stop learning what God never stops teaching. We are all called to learn and teach. And not just by the word, but teach by our examples. And as we go through these 4 weeks, one of the things you will learn is that the greatest evangelism doesn't necessarily come from the words we say. It comes from the lives we lead. The Apostle Paul tells us that we are to be imitators of Jesus Christ. In our lesson today from 2 Corinthians, Paul says that we are Christ's ambassadors to the world, that we are called to show others what Jesus Christ means for us and the difference Christ makes in our lives so that we can say to them, you know what? He can make the same difference in your life as well. That is why we as a congregation, this is the picture of our God's Work Our Hands crew from a year ago. Our job is to go out and by our words, our deeds, our actions, and our relationships, let our community, let those we know how great and amazing Jesus is. And finally, Jesus ends the Great Commission with a promise that he will be with us always. We all know people who are wondering what the future holds. We all know people who don't have a lot of promise and hope in their lives. We can share with them the great promise and hope that is Jesus Christ. Now, these kind of things raise a lot of questions. We have questions about our faith. I bet all of us do. We know people who have questions about their faith. That is perfectly fine. Faith is something that should be questioned, absolutely. But we also proclaim as Christians that we have Jesus Christ, who is the answer to so many of life's questions. And we need to share that wonderful answer we have. Because the gospel we share is a gospel of infinite worth. And this too, the gospel we share is also free. I got an email this week that $36 million is waiting at JFK Airport just for me. A Nigerian diplomat shipped the money to me in the U.S. And all I have to do to get it is ship the director of the FBI $365 by Western Union, and it's all mine. You know, we go in life saying there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, you know what? There is something that is free, and that is God's grace, and that is God's love that is yours and mine through the one who died on the cross, the one who was raised from the dead for us. We can do. We do this already. Many of you are so great at sharing your faith in so many ways. That is absolutely wonderful. But we also need to know that we need to make a concerted effort as individuals in a congregation to do this. You know, in the movie Field of Dreams, the great line is, if you build it, they will come. And too many churches just kind of think that if somebody wants to come here, they'll come here, and we don't need to do anything more than that. Or if someone needs to be told about Jesus Christ, someone else will do it. You and I, we are all called to be those who do the job of inviting, of welcoming in Christ's name. Our last sermon coming up on May 1st is about how we can do this as a congregation. We are about to complete this beautiful new building. This building needs to be a tool for our evangelism, for our sharing with others. So our encouragement over these next couple of weeks is just to think about all of this. To think about this, because you can do something amazing. You are doing something amazing in God's life. You can change someone's life for the better by sharing Christ with them. You can help light shine upon those who perhaps are living a life of darkness because you can share Jesus Christ with them. You can introduce someone to your best friend, Jesus Christ. Think of all the things we share with one another. We share books we like, we share movies we like, we share TV shows we enjoy, we share recipes, we say, hey, you should go to that restaurant, it's really good. We share diet tips, we share personal advice, wanted or unwanted. Well, you know what? We can share Jesus Christ as well, and we all need to. I will admit that in many ways, this amazing invitation calls us to step out of our comfort zone. And these weeks will be about stepping out of our comfort zones. But when we step out of our comfort zones, that's where the amazing stuff happens. We're here because those 11 disciples of Jesus stepped out of their comfort zone. We are here because of what they did. And we are also here because we are called to do the same things for others and with others as well. So this is the beginning of our 4 weeks, but it is not just 4 weeks. This will be the rest of our lives as servants of Jesus Christ. For many of you, as I said, evangelism is that exciting E word. You do a fantastic job of sharing your faith, of inviting. We want all of us to be able to do this so that we have the joy of sharing our faith in Jesus Christ with others and really making a difference as ambassadors for Christ. So as I said, I invite you, please stick around for the adult forum. We'll start in here about 9:15. We'll be done by 10, so you can head out if you need to. And let's grow in our faith, and let's grow on this exciting E word of evangelism that helps us all to share our faith. I invite you now to rise as we join in singing our hymn.